Hello. I want to talk about Jupiter and Cancer. Transit Jupiter and Cancer. Okay. I've already made a few videos earlier this year when Jupiter entered Cancer from Gemini. But it's important to know that Jupiter is exalted in Cancer, which means now is a good time to focus on where Jupiter is within your chart because we can take advantage of the relationships with the other planets, the aspects, okay? And with Jupiter exalted, we can actually work on our personal growth, family development, social development, career development, because Jupiter is going to be very supportive during these times, during this cycle, this year, up until June 2026. Now, I'm not going to talk too much about tarot, but I at least wanted to show that key 10, Wheel of Fortune, Jupiter is assigned to this tarot key. All right. Hebrew letter Kef is assigned to key 10. Kef has the meaning of grasp. Okay. So Jupiter is all about abundance, expansion. We're gonna grasp the greater fortunes that Jupiter rains down on us, which is really all around us anyway, with the divine influx. It's just a matter of us consciously acknowledging that we are abundant in all moments. Okay. Key seven, the Chariot. Zodiac sign Cancer is assigned to key seven. All right. Hebrew letter Chet. Chet, which means fence. Okay. We build fences around our consciousness. We build, we create, we expand our awareness. The charioteer, he is receptive. Okay. His rod, this is the same magic wand within key one, the magician. It's just a different symbol, different shape. But receptive to divine will. All right. He is victorious. The Sphinx, they are under control by his mind that has been trained. Okay. We come here to train our mind. All right. And it's our mind that will try to fill in the gaps with what we call time, past, present, and future. All there is now. But notice how the moon is on his shoulder. There's a moon with a frown and a moon with a smile. The moods, he's balanced. This is an image of us being balanced and being receptive to divine will. Right? We can always, if we want to go further back, and I use back, even though all there is now, we can go within and ask for the primal cause. Okay? We all come from source and the creator. The primal cause for direction, if we feel like we're unaligned or not being supportive and supported in all moments by ourselves, we're guiding ourselves. Okay, let me see. And by the way, with Jupiter is, and I'll talk about this in transits. Jupiter is going to have this influence of trying to gather from the outside, okay, materialism, or just, but when we look at our Jupiter transit, instead of being trying to get things and be somewhere all the time, turn that energy around and focus it on the inside, and we're going to expand the space within ourselves. Okay, Jupiter is a large planet, and the energy center within us, right? Our solar plexus, we can expand it, right? So when I seek on the outside, like today, I took the time to make a juice. Beet, spinach, celery, kale. Okay. And this is instead of me choosing to, because my moon, which is habits and past, will crave certain sensations, right? But I have to train my mind. I have to do it differently. I've done this for a while now, but I'm trying to get back into the habit, and it's very easy. But the mind's slower than the body. Even though the mind thinks fast, and now if the body moves in this direction, eventually the mind's gonna say, "Well, I need to change," and the change occurs, and the mind catches up with the body. Okay. All right, let's get into astrology. I'm going to share the screen. Briefly talk about Jupiter, just using my chart. Now, if anybody wants me to look at their Jupiter transit, just let me know. Okay, and we can talk about it. I'll make a recording. All right, so let me zoom out a little bit. Yeah, this is my chart. Transits are on the outside. All right. There's Jupiter. Transit Jupiter, natal Jupiter. But there's a lot going on here, a lot of aspects. So I made another chart. I just wanted to show my natal chart with the transits on the outside. Okay. This is a snapshot for the subconscious. But I took out a lot of the aspects and planets and only left Jupiter, Mars, Sun, Moon, Pluto. So here's Jupiter in my first house, right? I'm a Cancer ascendant. Jupiter is exalted in Cancer. All right. Now, what is first house? First house is the I am house, the creation house. This is how I present myself to others. Okay. I have a Cancer first house, so Cancering qualities and characteristics are going to shine forth through me and out to the world and reflect off others. Okay, we're all reflections of each other. That's how we learn about ourselves, by seeing the different aspects of ourselves through other people and people, places, and things. But going back to Jupiter being exalted, now Jupiter is all about expansion, growth. All right. I have an opposition, a Sun opposition with Jupiter transit. Now, oppositions, they don't want to share, right? The planets don't want to share. There's like this tug of war going on. So, like I mentioned before, with this opposition, Jupiter opposition of my sun, there's going to be a pull toward the outward. But really, I need to focus my attention on my inner needs. Okay. The sun, and that's what the sun is focused on, bringing my awareness to the current moment, not the past, not the future, the present moment and brings clarity. All right. That's why the symbol is a circle with a dot in it. Be here now. But with the Jupiter opposition, so I'm going to scan the outside. This is the first house. Okay. And I actually will be tempted to go beyond and expand my limits, but I have to make it reasonable. Okay. Now, being a Cancer ascendant, home life and private life, that definitely helps. So I'll have this need to feel at home. I can use my Jupiter transit and channel those energies into my home life, which I do. I catch myself doing that a lot, focusing on me. And then that will ripple out with me focusing on my family and my home. All right. But this is a good time this year. This is a good chance for success in my creative endeavors. All right. For example, diet. Okay. Like I mentioned, I started playing the piano in July for the first time in my life. I made a lot of progress in over August, September, 3 months. So that's me taking this Jupiter influence and using it within the home to express my creativity and also to train my mind, open my mind a little bit. Whenever we do something different, we get off track a little bit, like move the body in this direction, and we can even change our thoughts. Then the mind is constantly trying to fill in the gaps with what it already knows because the mind wants to be in control. Yeah, wants to pull from the past and say, this is what we're supposed to do to move forward. And then from that gap that has been filled, then the mind will try to predict the future and how we move forward. But what if we just don't do that? What if, like, a safe example is I'm going to play the piano and the mind freaks out because the mind has no experience in playing the piano. Now, let's just say a lot of times we will be inspired from the outside and see somebody else do it. And that will change course a little bit. Oh, they can play the piano. Let me try to play the piano. Right? I just happen to have a piano, a keyboard in the house and had the thought, the energy, right? We're supposed to let the energy flow through us. And then I made the choice to do this. But, and I remember thinking about Jupiter and let me do something different with my creativity. But also know that with Jupiter, it's going to have that feel of something on the outside is going to make me satisfied. Devices on the outside, they are not the state of satisfaction, right? Satisfaction comes from within. So we focus on the inner difficulties and explore solutions within ourselves. Okay. And then that's where we find our satisfactions. The answers are within. All right. So again, with Jupiter trying to stretch beyond limits, I need to hold up a mirror and then focus on that Jupiter expansion to within myself. Okay. Within self. I like to just say within self. Because anytime I start saying myself and yourself or you and me, there's a little bit of degree of separation, which is fine. But we're all part of self, right? We're aspects of self, just like we're evaluating aspects of our natal chart. Okay. But this year will be extremely productive cycle for anyone because Jupiter is in Cancer and it's exalted. Okay. This opposition for myself is bringing forth opportunities for great growth. I want to be able to look back in June 2026 and see how I utilized Jupiter in Cancer before it moves into Leo. All right. Let's talk about Jupiter square Pluto. Right? Jupiter square Pluto. Now, these energies carry me higher and farther. Well, first of all, what is a square? Square means take action. Okay. Opposition means Jupiter and my son need to cooperate together. They're playing tug of war. All right. A square, though, provides the motivation. It's going to make me take action, make changes. I'm going to have to put forth some effort and some determination. Fourth house, that's home of Cancer. My natal Pluto is in fourth house. Okay. Private life. It's also considered the mother house. All right. Fifth house is father house. Fourth house is mother house. But if we talk about how the lower plane is the subjective plane, right? This is the subconscious realm. All right. And the top half, objective realm. All right. This is our subjective awareness at the bottom. And then top half is objective. So people will come into our life from the top half and reflect to us aspects of self so that we can identify that within us and have realizations, and that will cause us to expand our awareness, and that's how we all grow together. But within the subjective plane, there's a lot of color here. Within the subjective plane, the nadir, which is the lowest point in the chart, is the bottom of the subconscious, symbolically. Okay. So I have Pluto as my nadir. It's in the bottom half of my subconscious. And here I have Jupiter square natal Pluto. So Jupiter, in a sense, is working with Pluto to create this influence, this flux of energy to carry me higher and farther than usual. I actually had a very vivid dream the other night, which most people would consider a nightmare, but for me, it was more like an adventure. And I was in a very dark place. And the more I think about it, I was exploring deep, dark aspects within myself. Okay. And in fact, I woke up very confused and I woke myself up breathing deep. And all that was fine, but it was more like, whoa, where did my consciousness go? And it was so vivid because dreams are real, right? Our consciousness takes us there, that I could remember all the details of that dream. Sometimes details are cloudy when we wake up from dreams, not this one. So I explored something within me that I could link to Pluto and Jupiter, if I want to use symbols. Okay. I learned a little bit about myself, whether I know it or not. But going back to this Jupiter square Pluto. There's also gonna be the aspect of myself that will involve projects that need to be repaired or rebuilt. And this can include our thoughts. Okay. We transmute our thoughts. And Jupiter's gonna expand within my subconsciousness and create that space where I can identify these aspects. But I just need to be careful with because of how what Pluto represents is compulsion and obsessions. It's my source of power, okay? That I don't aim to improve, but become so obsessed or compulsive about it. Also notice that my sun transits lined up with natal Pluto, and my natal sun is lined up with transit Pluto. So th there's some strong energies that are present within with me flowing through me right now. And I'm trying to make the most of it every day. All right. Now, I spending time with family, okay? Especially transit Mars in fifth house. Spending time with in this whole quadrant. This is the family development quadrant. Okay, I got Mars here. And I focus my attention and energy towards family development, especially at this time of the year. All right. I can take advantage of these energies. Now, up here in the seventh house, this is the relationship house. So me and it's home of Libra, right? I can focus a lot of the influence of transit Pluto flowing through me, right? Reflecting off my natal sun. And in fact, my relationships are really good with the home life, which will ripple out and correspond with the community. Okay. What else? I think I primarily wanted to just talk about how everyone can find their Jupiter within their chart. It's going to be in their Cancer house, okay? Jupiter's in Cancer. And then we can focus on being receptive to the higher influences. Notice how our mind as soon as notice how our mind will focus on denials and wrong, even if we accept we are abundant. Now, can we hold that focus that we're abundant in all moments? The mind doesn't want to because the mind's trying to fill in gaps, and it will, since we are reflections of the Creator. Or emanations, right? When we look in a mirror, everything's kind of backwards, right? It's flipped. Well, we're down here experiencing the same thing. So if we can just flip our thought from lack to abundance and focus and tune in on abundance in all moments, our inner world will change, which will expand our sphere of consciousness. And our outer world will change. Our perception will change. Right? We will begin to realize that we are in reception, okay, not contracting and focusing on lack. That's why we have to watch where our moon is at, because moon is emotions, past, habits, when we don't use our memory correctly, then our mind will pull from our past memories and try to fill in the gaps in this present moment. But what if we just are receptive in all moments? Okay. What if we practice focusing on our breath and the space within ourselves and quiet the mind? All right. The mind gets uncomfortable, but it takes practice. Because the magic happens in between breaths. That's symbolic. Activity, when we breathe in and breathe out, that's activity. Okay, that's energy moving. But that space in between, that's very still in between breaths, that's where the magic happens. That's where we want, that's what we're really seeking for inner peace, whether we know it or not. All right. I really enjoy astrology because it steps down to the personality layer, right? We can go beyond astrology. We can just know we are creator. I got quiet and held space with that statement because a lot of us will not accept that statement. And why? Why will we not accept that we are creator? I am that I am. The image of creator. Image of God. All right. Let me stop the share. But I encourage to cause the mind to change. Do it differently. Have it try to keep up with the body. All right. The body's going to reflect how the mind perceives our body. The body's going to talk to us. And that'll be all for now. Just remember that we are whole, even though we're playing in duality. All right. And it's okay to play in duality, but to know thyself, accept thyself, and become the creator. All that means is that we are abundant in all moments, right? We are love. We're able to see through appearances, which appear to be wrong, but we have to broaden our perspective and our awareness to be able to see it from another degree. Okay. Instead of looking at it linear, okay, we have to be able to come at it this way. All right. That's all.